Welcome everyone, I'm Soumya and I have with me today Ritika and Ansh from our dispute resolution team. We're going to be discussing a fascinating topic, guerrilla tactics in international arbitration. Now, when we hear the term guerrilla tactics, we often associate it with unconventional warfare. How does it translate into the realm of international arbitration?
Well, Soumya, in international arbitration, guerrilla tactics refer to unconventional strategies employed by parties to gain a strategic advantage. It's about thinking outside the box and using creative, sometimes unexpected approaches to influence the proceedings. It revolves around using and sometimes abusing procedural rules to frustrate the arbitration proceedings, often leading to abandonment or deadlock.
That's interesting. Can you give us an example to illustrate these tactics?
One such commonly used tactic is document dumping. Now, this involves overwhelming the opposing party with an excessive volume of documents during discovery, making it challenging for them to sort through and respond effectively.
Tricky, but effective, I suppose. Ansh, what about you? According to you, what are the other guerrilla tactics that practitioners should be aware of?
Another tactic is what we call witness manipulation. This involves discreetly preparing witnesses to disclose specific information that might catch the opposing party off guard during cross-examination.
So it's all about strategic surprises, right?
Talking about strategic surprises, in some jurisdictions like Qatar and the UAE, party representatives must have the legal authority not just to agree to arbitration, but also to carry out such functions during arbitral proceedings. For example, appointment of an attorney. The catch is, not all tribunals enforce the production of a proof of authority, like a power of attorney. This becomes a tactical move when a party, acting in bad faith, avoids presenting proof and challenges the award later based on the representative's lack of authority.
Any solutions to avoid getting trapped in all of this?
It is a challenge. While tribunals can order proof of authority, there is no clear remedy if a party doesn't comply. The key takeaway is always requesting proof and exploring every avenue to compel it. Best efforts can reduce the risk of an annulled award.
I have also heard of witness intimidation tactics. What happens here? Any advice for parties dealing with all this?
Now, witness statements are crucial, but unscrupulous parties might intimidate or bribe witnesses of the other side to prevent such witnesses from attending the hearing after they have submitted the witness statement. If a witness fails to appear without a valid reason, their written testimony can also be disregarded by the tribunal. Now, this tactic can damage the credibility of the witness and lead to adverse inferences against the party calling such a witness. Asking questions and looking for clues can help uncover underhanded tactics. It's about making the best out of a challenging situation.
Absolutely. The key takeaway from these guerrilla tactics is to stay vigilant. Bring any questionable conduct to the tribunal's attention immediately to safeguard the arbitration's integrity. How about tactics that focus on arbitrators?
Arbitrator shopping is one such tactic. It involves using brokers to research backgrounds and preferences of arbitrators to strategically choose those who may be more sympathetic to your case. These brokers often obtain access to confidential arbitration records to decipher inclination of arbitrators and help parties cherry-pick arbitrators this way.
That definitely adds a layer of complexity to the arbitrator selection process. Now, with all these tactics in play, how do they impact the integrity of the arbitration process?
It's a delicate balance. While these tactics can be effective, they also raise ethical concerns. Arbitration is designed to be a fair and neutral process, and guerrilla tactics can challenge that principle. Practitioners need to be cautious not to cross ethical boundaries.
Absolutely. Maintaining the integrity of the process is crucial. Well, Ritika and Ansh, thank you for shedding light on these guerrilla tactics in international arbitration. It's always fascinating to explore the strategic intricacies of arbitration. Thank you all for joining us today. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out to us.